Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. Tennessee leaders have been at odds over whether to participate in the federal summer EBT program, which helps feed school-aged children who receive free or reduced meals after the school year ends. Jamison Miller with member station WKMS reports a Northwest Tennessee group is trying to help struggling families keep food on the table.
Feeding America estimates that more than 1 in 5 kids in nearly every Northwest Tennessee county experienced food insecurity in 2023, the latest year on record. Tony Torres is the director of the Southwest Human Resource Agency's Summer Nutrition Program, or SUN. The group stocks grab-and-go sites across its 24-county service region, in addition to delivering to those in need. He says SUN has added routes in Lake, Tipton, and Obion counties in response to high demand.
We've never done those before. So this is something that we're reaching out to make sure that more kids are being fed.
Sun gave out over 600,000 meals last summer, but Torres says this year they're on track to give out twice that. I'm Jamison Miller in Murray.
A memorial to Charlie Kirk has been removed from a Gallatin highway after outcry from Vietnam veterans. The stretch of State Route 386 had been designated Vietnam Veterans Boulevard. A new sign calling it Charlie Kirk Memorial Highway drew sharp criticism from veterans who feel the new name takes away from those who died in the Vietnam War. A Sumner County commissioner announced on Facebook that the signs were removed following that pushback. He says State Representative Johnny Garrett, who's currently running to be the GOP congressional candidate for District 6, showed the location. He since agreed to relocate the signs to Goodlettsville. Tennessee's unemployment rate is low at just 3.6%, but those who get fired or laid off are likely having a harder time finding a new job, according to economists who spoke with the Tennessean. Middle Tennessee State University professor Ben Jansen calls it a low-hire, low-fire labor market. That said, there have been more than 5,000 layoffs across the state this year, and the state has seen lackluster job growth over the last year. As always, you'll find more news at WPLN.org.